progressive.
Well, when I was growing up, we were strictly in a Slovenian neighborhood. 65th and St. Clair, where the big Slovenian home is. Okay. We were only one block away. But I was born near there. But my upbringing was strictly with Slovenian people and going to school.
Which years were this? You're talking about...
I am talking about, I was born in 1918, so I'm talking from when I started East Madison. I must have been 5 years old. I didn't know no English.
Right.
Everything was Slovenian. Went to Slovenian school.
At the church? By the church?
No, we were not involved with the church. See, there were two kinds of Slovenians. Church people and non-church people. Right, Florence?
Yep.
Very much so.
Already at that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. at that mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you know, they brought that with them. They brought that with them. Those mindsets they brought from Slovenia, both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some of them, I guess, had unhappy experiences with the church, like people
That's
still
right.
have today.
Mm-hmm.
So there was two newspapers: a Nakapravnost and a Ameriška domovina. Ameriška domovina was what they called the Catholic paper. And Nakapravnost was the Napredne,
okay.
or whatever.
Non-church going people,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Napredne.
That's
the word
Napredne.
That was used.
And then I...
Napredne, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then I went to school. I graduated from high school. I went to Slovenian school. I got involved with the dramatic club. But my parents always had people at their house. Like Vato Grill, I don't know if you ever hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read about it.
And, Birk, business people, because they all had businesses up in that
Rogel.
Location.
Rogel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was your,
Rogel.
Your father had a...
Yeah, Singer sewing machine store.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always interested in dramatic singing, newspaper, everything but religion. That I remember distinctly.
Mm-hmm. Everything Slovenian.
Everything.
Slovenian.
He was really, I would say, do you remember my dad? That's my dad. That's Jakac did that.
Wow.
Božidar Jakac, yeah. He really, I know my mother and father used to argue she'd send the bed to National Home. He was there so much.
My mother would say that about me.
You do.
About me, yeah.
Yeah. But I had a very good life, very... And when they started Progressivne, I know how the women used to come over the house, and Mrs. Candon, Mrs. I can't even think of all the... Yeah, I remember Candon, Grill, and Grill. Did you hear of her?
Yeah.
Mary Ivanish.
Mary Ivanish.
Vato's sister.
Yeah, Vato Grill's sister. She was still single then.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked that something about women they should.
Mrs. Dern.
And that, yeah, Mrs. Dern.
Lilstick.
You were 16 at that time.
Yes,
do
I
you,
was 16.
Do you remember these conversations?
Yeah, and I remember,
the,
I remember Ann Grill, they lived on Roland Avenue up in Lyndhurst. The same street as who used to be president of AMLA. Zero.
Zero. Does
yeah.
he live there anymore?
He lives there.
Yeah.
And I told him how when I was a little girl, I went up there by Grill. He knew exactly what house it is. And I know we baked cookies for that particular night. And I remember talking, not talking, at that time, a 16-year-old didn't talk.
Yeah.
She was of sitting there.
Listening, all ears.
I was Schmarkelskovanila.
But you were allowed to listen. That
oh,
was
yes.
already a lot.
Oh, yes. And my father put my name on that, that I was there. And I don't know, I joined Circle One right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we didn't have Circle One until, you know... It was probably the following year.
Circle two, not one. Circle two. They had one here.
Yeah, but the division came, I think when it was in 1935. They voted because they're what they were doing for at least a year is having meetings 1 month on St. Clair and the next month in Waterloo. And because they had a lot of, they had, you know, the membership was beginning to grow, and it was growing in St. Clair, and it was growing in Collinwood.
Yeah.
And so they decided that they would have to, you know, and then they had a drawing to see which of the two, which was a very fair thing to do, I thought. And they had a drawing to see which circle would be number one and which would be number two. And however they did that drawing, I don't know, but the Waterloo gang won the toss became one, and the other one became two.
I almost think that that was also because there were more women from the Collinwood area than St. Clair area. There were quite
there were
a few.
Lot of them from St. Clair, too, weren't there?
Maybe not as many.
I don't know.
But
I'm
they were strong. At the beginning, they were so strong. Yeah, they just
how do you remember these beginnings and activities and the whole idea? What
how
to do with
I
the
remember?
Organization? Yeah. What was the main point?
I think that I knew nothing other than the Slovenian heritage, Slovenian plays, Slovenian operas. My parents took me there all the time. I think you get, what word can I use? You grow up with it.
Mm-hmm. What was one of the earliest things that Circle, the organization focused on to do?
Yeah, what did you do? There was be a lot of
Our national president, I can't remember what year Ann Grill was our national president.
Well, she was. She was elected. I know. I think she was elected almost right away.
Yes, I think so. And Josie Zakrajsek. Then we start, right away, start working for the war to send stuff to Europe.
But it wasn't the war yet.
Well, it was
pretty soon.
Well, it was established.
In Europe, it was bad.
Well, it was beginning to brew. But wasn't it, wasn't the first thing that after they got organized, in fact, wasn't it in some places I have read, or in somebody's memoirs I've read, that one impetus for starting the organization also was because of Louis Adamek and the criticism that his book Natives Return got. When he wrote that book, you know, he got that Guggenheim Award and wrote the book.
I don't know which book it was, though.
Natives Return.
Okay, you got his books?
Yeah, I have a number of them.
Yeah, so have I, my father.
A lot of those Naprednik people especially were very concerned because...
And Kristan. Was involved in that.
Too. Yeah, Edwin Kristan. And
I don't know how I can...
They were concerned that he was... That of the bad publicity that was accompanying the publication of that book. Now, some people understood what he was writing. Other people took offense at what he had written. He wrote the truth about that country, you know, about Yugoslavia, and describe the poverty and all. And some people felt that it was detrimental to their reputation as Slovenians, you know, that it was hurting the whole, and that's what made them be opposed to the publication of the book and the criticisms that followed. And I think the Candons one time, I think, were talking about that. I remember that was something that was very they were very concerned with, and they felt they had to do something in a group to kind of try to squelch that criticism or whatever, to support him, in other words. And he used to come to Cleveland a lot, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because he was at our house with my father. They had conversation, but it was a hush-hush thing. I don't think they didn't advertise that he's going to be in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was like he was a bad guy, but he wasn't.
Yeah, no,
that's
he wasn't.
Just how they portrayed him.
But that's what I say. I think they did that because there was an element, especially, and unfortunately, I think it tended to be more the church people that were opposed to him.
The Gardena bunch.
What he wrote. And, you know, and I when I was reading Native's Return, I said, what in the world were people protesting about here? I mean, he's not saying anything that's not true. He was writing just the truth. But in the telling, as he's telling how people are living, he is describing their circumstances. But does that make him a bad person because he's telling their circumstances, which were not good? They were not good. And of course, he had been there. But when he came back, he came with different eyes. He came from a country that was developing, where a lot of things were possible if people were able to have the opportunities. You know, there, of course, let's face it, Slovenia didn't have a good time under the Serbian monarchy. Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest, I've heard from people that I met here, Dušan Mrsić, for one. He told me a long time ago, he said, when I was in school there, they made us tear up any poem that was in a school book, any article that was in a school book that was Slovenian, that was uplifting Slovenian people. He said, we had to tear those out of our books. He said, they were trying to make us all Serbians. He said,
never heard about that. Well, who would do this? The teachers were Slovenians.
You,
who would do that? Why would a teacher say, tear this out?
This afternoon, you talk to
Dušan Mrsić. Okay, I'll ask him.
But how is he, Dušan, now? I mean, is he Americanized more? Is he still with his...
Dušan has always had a very, very fair look at things.
Okay.
I mean, he is one that almost from the... And I think that's a lot because, you know, when he came, he traveled with... he's an excellent musician, and he traveled with big bands. He was with the Dorsey Band for many years and with other bands, and he traveled all over the country, you know. And he has a broad perspective.
No problem. But if we go back, this is very interesting, this controversy around the book. I can imagine that, you know, again, for some was just too much because of the reputation, the bad reputation that the book, you know, gave to the Slovenians here. But if we go back to the activities of the progressive women, now war started, you know, 41. Okay, so what about this 34, 41?
Well, actually, it started in Europe. Maybe not in Slovenia yet. It started in Europe in 39.
In Poland, yeah. Yeah, nobody really believed, I suppose, how far it
actually
would go.
It was with Britain.
It doesn't matter. I'm not interested in dates.
This might be a dumb statement. What year was it that the women were allowed to vote?
1918,
I think.
Was it 1918?
Yeah.
What in the late 30s or 34, I remember there was a parade. You remember Mrs. Zalikar?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was very instrumental, and it had to do with women. You don't remember that? I wish I could.
No, but, you know, there were a lot of rights that women didn't have.
You know, about work.
Yeah,
you know, it
right.
it goes, it went up and down, and they had a right and they didn't, and they were allowed to marry and not, and, you know, like with the teachers.
Uh-huh.
I'm very familiar with teacher profession and how it went in the history, you know. It just depended also on the economic situation, and the 30s were horrible. So I suppose there were a lot of struggles just to get some
mm-hmm.
rights, not necessarily just, you know, right to vote. That was done, but there were other very important things.
Well, you know, another thing that they started doing very early was their aim was to because the Slovenian women tended to be homebodies, you know. I mean, some worked. They worked when they financially they had to, you know, like, for example, my mother and others like that, that had to work because they had husbands who were, you know, not able to work or whatever, or couldn't get really good work because the way everybody's wages were so low. But they wanted to enlighten the women in and bring them speakers that would talk to them about medical problems, health problems, family problems, make their housekeeping chores more easy.
Yeah,
and they started asking people to come and lecture to them. And this was really a trademark of the progressive Slovenian. Well, circles would have speakers. That's something that upsets me very much now. We don't get... You have to have at least 25 to 40 people to before you can get a speaker to come these days. And our circles now aren't having that many women attend. But that was something that was very much a part of progressive Slovene women.
Lectures and...
Yes, that's right, and that's right. But
educational
you got to remember, they got TV.
Yeah.
They don't have to leave the house to...
I know.
They got, I don't know what all... When my mother was... raising us, and we didn't have no TV. We hardly listened to a radio, let alone.
Sure.
I remember we always had a telephone and we always had a car. And that is something that a lot of people didn't have.
Well, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, because your father had a business.
That's so right. And I know how we used to call neighbors' telephone through a window that they would use our phone.
Yes, and we used it.
That's right.
When I went to, when my father would be sick, we were little kids, the Resniks, you know, Reg's parents and his family, they lived across the street from us. And his dad had an important job at Fisher Body and was a musician that played in a lounge downtown. And they had a phone. And I don't know who else on Trafalgar had a phone. But when I had to call a doctor, when we had to get somebody from my dad, I would go across the street to Resniks, and they were wonderful people. I remember once in the middle of the night having to rap on their bedroom window and asking them to call the doctor for us.
I never found out why my father and my mother, they weren't against the religion, but why they didn't stick to it more. They seemed
You know, a lot of times, Joyce, it was not the religion, it was not the church, it was not God, it was the priests.
Yeah.
Plain and simply and honestly, it was the priests.
Yeah.
You know,
not that I would. In fact, I never was even baptized.
Like me.
Yeah. No way.
But it was. It's not so strange for me, but it is strange for you.
That's right. And what is strange that I have the name of Joyce. And it's on my birth certificate, Joyce Erasma Gorsha. Tinisi Joyce, Tisi Josephine, or something, my father-in-law. I said, Grandpa, my name is Joyce Vasilka in Slovenian.
Very beautiful
and
name.
Mrs. Simčić went to Europe, and she bought me a ring. In fact, Nancy wears it, my son's girlfriend wears it, and in that box where the ring came in was the name Vasilka.
For heaven's sakes.
And that is, I was only about 5 or 6 years old.
But Joyce, you mentioned before that there were a bunch of people, there were no church going Slovenians, so your parents were not the only case.
Oh no! There was
there was
a division line.
Yes,
where the Slovenian Hall is. I'm pretty right. From Addison Road to 72nd Street was the non-Catholic. From Addison Road on to 55th was the Catholic. Just remember.
Well, I probably have to agree with you because I know the Skooks. I used to date their son.
Skook,
yeah.
I know.
And
66, they lived.
Yes, on 66th, and I know they weren't churchgoers.
Oh, no. Candace weren't. Yeah. Valpichich wasn't. Yeah.
So Myron was. It was like the street division.
That's
like
right.
One part and the other.
And in Collinwood.
Where was it here?
The other side of the bridge.
Was Catholic.
St. Mary's was all Catholic. This side of the bridge was not all Catholic. You know, and I remember when my mother's lodge, Zinska's Visa, she belonged to then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to bless the banner, and there was a mass, you know, and then there was going to be a parade of cars to the Waterloo Hall, and there was a banquet. And my mother went with the president of the ladies' group. She asked my mother to go along with her to the church, you know, to ask yeah. them whatever, and to invite the Father Hribar to come to the banquet at Waterloo Hall. I think I was one of the little bridesmaids or something, you know.
I know what you mean.
Bribing.
I was a bridesmaid.
I wrote in a Packard. And my mother was telling later, I didn't see this, but she was telling, she said that when Mrs. Lochine, she was a little bit timid, you know, before the priest. My mother didn't have a tendency to be like that. And she asked him, and he said, "Ah, kak tistem radichkar yam pa tut na grimo." And my mother said, she says, "Yes, mu porekla, but kaj smo po mi, kaj smo tut farani, pa smo na unu stran tam živimo, in podpiramo cirku.
Yeah.
I don't know what he replied, but I think he didn't come, but one of the kaplats came, I guess.
But you know, Florence, it was strange. There were a lot of people, business people, didn't know which way to turn, so they would have business.
Well, that's right. You're in a dilemma. You don't know
that's
what to
right.
do.
Like Ashman, take Ashman and O'Grins. Those are all butcher shops. They were Catholic and they weren't Catholic. They were very diplomatic about their religion. But as far as my father and Grill and Valpichich, they never said they were. When my father...
And Suchel's.
Oh, yours is Suchel,
Rogel, Carol Rogel's father. And a lot of them. A lot of them were. A lot of, I don't
Carol
know.
Carol Rogel's father was non
Catholic. Yeah. Uh-huh. Carol, did you meet her ever?
Carol Rogel, a historian.
She's in Columbus.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, we met in Washington this last November. And I just, we just emailed a little bit before I left.
Yeah,
because
they had the convention then.
Yeah.
I never get to go to them because it's always about the time of a Yadran concert.
It's always in the week before Thanksgiving.
Her in a few years, but once or twice I called her up when my son lives in Columbus, and maybe I'll call her up when I go. I'm going for graduation.
Now, then many other things were divided as well. You mentioned Ameriška domovina.
Oh, yeah.
On the other hand, Enakopravnost.
Yeah.
Now we can add Slovenian Women Union and Progressive.
Oh yeah.
Women,
right.
Again,
well, yeah.
Right?
Slovenian Women was the Catholic organization.
Yeah.
Progressive Slovenian were
progressive.
Progressive.
It's not that we don't have members. We have a lot of members.
I know.
But the focus was same thing with our singing group, Yadran. We never sang church songs, but our bylaws say that we are to be apolitical and a-religious. We keep the organizations or the singing groups out of religion and out of politics. We focus on the culture only.
Good and welfare of the people, no religion involved. Absolutely.
No, this is the next question because it's really...
And that's how I got married at home.
Uh-huh.
Did not have a religious. I had a singer, music, Milavicius sang, Josie and Vera played. Absolutely. My father said, if it was good enough for you to be raised, that's how you should get married.
And other girls, young women, got married as well at home, like from this group of non-goers?
Very few.
Very few, right?
I don't know how they got married. I'll tell you, a lot of them, some of them, it depended. Now, sometimes I have a...
Marion never got married in church. You met her yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because her future husband, was not Catholic.
That's right.
She told me this story.
But the rest of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At St. Mary's.
But you know what?
She was very happy to be married at home. No problem.
Yeah,
no
me
hard
too.
Feelings. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you wanted
some,
to say.
In some cases, what they did, if the marriage was to a person who was, you know, one of the peer was not a churchgoer. My school friend, we were very close, she married a fellow, an Italian young man from Massillon, Ohio. His family were not religious, and I was very surprised to hear, you know, I thought
it's
all
very
Italian,
few.
Yes. And a nice person, such a good person. Well, they were married in the parish house at St. Mary's, see, because Fran's family were churchgoers, you know, members of St. Mary's Parish. And we were, those of us that were close school friends, and I was among it, were invited to that ceremony in the parish house. And that, I'm not going to say what I would like to call him, the one who was Father Rebar, he went through the vows very quickly, and then he says, well, let's hope it doesn't end in a divorce. And I thought, oh, you...
That's a shame.
What a terrible thing for you to say on this occasion. But that's how he was. You know, he was a... Oh, God.
But I'll tell you...
You know, I can understand people not going...
I used to go to dances. I used to attend... But all in a neighborhood, you know, Slovenian. But I did meet up with the boy that... I don't know if you remember him, Adolf Jalen. He wouldn't... We had a nice thing going, but he wouldn't. He says, "I can't marry you because you're not Catholic."
Oh yeah, there were, of course there were some that were like that. I mean,
I was busted. I thought, "Oh my God!"
But in a way, he was right.
That's right.
I mean, he was was a good decision because otherwise
he had a big church wedding, his marriage, two marriages in divorce.
Oh yeah,
very very sad. What turned out. Then I saw him with my husband, Joel, and this was many years later. He said, I made a big mistake. I said, what's past is past.
The difficulty is this way, and, you know, it's probably the reason that, well, I'm sure it's not, it's why Fred and I didn't marry, you know, because their family was so staunchly, and they used to be churchgoers. He was baptized, but his sisters made the communion, and his brother and all. But he was the youngest, and they were not churchgoers. As a matter of fact, his father had been a member of the church clubs. How these divisions would come, and then there were some of the, you know, the Collinwood people that were very liberal and progressive minded, even if though they were church members. But there were some other aspects to life too, as the way they looked at it, and. They decided that maybe they ought to build their own church and have a lay congregation, the lay congregation supervise the church and own it, like the Presbyterians did. And this was something that I researched when I was studying sociology. I did it for a term paper in college. And I found that there was a church in St. Louis, I think in that area around St. Louis, that had that same problem with parishioners who wanted to build the church and have it themselves like a Presbyterian church, and they ran in afoul of the Catholic Church. You know, they weren't allowed. Well, I don't know if you would know, there used to be on 160th Street, the street that I was born on, between
over here
Waterloo and Trafalgar.
Yeah.
At the, ours was the first house. There were four houses, and then there was, when I was a child, there was a big old white building there. It looked like it was whitewashed all the time. And it was built kind of up high. And when we were kids, nobody occupied it then. And when we were kids, we would play around there and we would smoke those papers that you wind up, you know, we trying to be some grown up, and we were smoking some kind of a weed or something that we got leaves, dead leaves, and we... and cat, you know, those cat tails, you know, that
yeah.
that stuff. And I used to hear that it at one time it was a double bottling pop company, that they bottled pop there.
Double Eagle
pop.
That's
company.
St. Clair.
Yeah, but they had this building for a while, maybe a branch. But everybody used to call it the church. I said, why didn't they call it just the church if this was a double A pop bottling company? Well, it wasn't until I got to know Fred real well that he told me the story, that some of these people had gotten together and they bought that property and they built that church.
The Slovenians?
Yes. Fred's father was one
yeah.
of them. I don't remember. He may have told me some of the other people that, but I don't remember their names.
Yeah, I don't
and
recall
they built that.
That
to be as a church. But they wanted to invite whoever they wanted to invite to come and preach and so forth. They went to the diocese and asked the bishop to come and bless the church. And the bishop said, I can't until you turn it over to me as property. And they said, well, no, we would like to have this. We would like to own this church, and there are many people here, and they're ready to be our congregation. And we would like to have it like the Protestant church, you know. And, you know, there's one on 156th.
Shiloh.
Or, yeah, there's one. There was one here, but there was also on 156th. It was, it's not far from where... Fanny's is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the other
Cross
side
Street.
Of that Presbyterian church there. And the bishop refused. He said, oh, no. He said,
sure.
You cannot have any
if you
Catholic.
Want it for yourself,
and,
have it. Why would
yeah,
he baptize
but
it?
But he said, it cannot be Catholic. That has to belong to the church, and we cannot send you any priest to preach
exactly.
there.
That's right.
Well, they refused to do it. They said, we want to have our own. That's
well.
Why we're building it.
But that's so
they had once they had the Presbyterian minister come to preach there.
But the Slovenian National Home,
okay.
I don't think a priest ever entered that hall.
Really?
Oh, till late in years. It was 1924 when they built it. Oh, well, my father died in 52. No, yeah. And I don't ever remember a priest being in that
really?
Hall. Absolutely.
That surprises me because I...
Absolutely. Because when they start coming in the hall, I'd say, oh, my father's turning in his grave.
What was their singing group? It was, you mentioned Jadran. What
yeah.
would be their singing group?
We're on St. Clair.
On St. Clair.
Yeah, because we are
well,
making this.
Yeah, well, St. Clair was
Sonia Zadia.
Well, see, originally it was Zadia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm at that time because
yeah.
Jadran was.
Yeah, and
too,
Zadia
right?
started in 1916.
Yeah.
And there was only one, but then somewhere or other along the line, and I don't remember.
But
exactly
there was
what
when
year.
Was Socialistna?
Yeah, that I was going to get to that.
Oh.
I don't know exactly if it was from the very day that they were organized and first started that they were called Socialistična Zarya, or that became added, that was added to
so
the Zarya, name.
So Zarya was from non-Catholic?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but they had both kinds of people in. But
yeah, but we will go to that after this question, please. I would just like to understand.
Yeah, the same
we have Ameriška domovina enakopravnost, Slovenska ženska zveza progresivne ženske. We had Jadran. What was on the other side?
On the other side was
yeah.
Zarya.
Okay.
Zarya. And whether it also had Socialistična in its title
it didn't make sense, though.
I don't know.
Why would be Socialistična if they're Catholic?
But at one point, but they weren't. They weren't Catholic. Well, there was just a mixture of people, but see...
Again, that's why I'm saying that maybe I should really ask now, what was in between? Because did people go to each other's activities, performances?
Not from the church?
No, church... I understand that, and the way of living, the places of living, and different organizations. But was there something in common like there was a concert of Jadran singing group, and all kind of Slovenians came. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, as far as I know, ever since I was a member, and I was a member, became a member in 1936.
Yes, Joyce?
I would
say... One attended the other's...
Yeah, the non-Catholics.
Yeah?
Not the Catholics.
And not vice versa.
That's right. All right, there was... I'm just looking here. Here is Pesky's Bullet. Zania. That was the first name. I'm looking for social...
I know that at some point or other, then they split up somewhere in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And one was called
20
Socialistichna Zarya.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to find. Socialistichna Zarya. But
okay, that's a split inside Zarya.
Yeah, that
okay.
was in Saint Clair.
Uh-huh. It's absolutely St. Clair. I'm looking for a picture.
At one point, and again, I'm not sure exactly why, but the one that was the Samostoyna Zarya, or Socialistichna Zarya, said some people started to argue that the other one could not take the name of Zarya, that it was theirs.
Yeah.
And so there was a...
Sure, yeah.
There was a court trial.
I can imagine. Oh, yeah.
And the court decreed that the name Zarya belonged to the group that was formed in 1916.
Yeah.
And the other group then, about 1939, or mm-hmm. by 1939 or 40, became Glasbena Matica.
Now, Slovenian National Home... was on the other side, on one side. What was on the other? A similar institution they had, the churchgoers. Was it any?
What's the name? By North American Bank, upstairs was a hall. They used to have affairs there.
Well, there was one that was called Gardena's Hall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gardena's Hall
was on 62nd, wasn't it?
Yeah, between 62nd and 61st.
Yeah.
But there was a hall on like the third floor, north, you picture North America, you remember North American Bank?
Around 64th?
No, 64th is National Home yet.
Oh, yes, National Home.
That's right.
Well, then it's...
62nd Norwood.
67, yeah.
Yeah, 62. What was the name of that I thought that... What was the name of that dramatic club? Lilia?
It still exists.
But that's at St. That's on Holmes Avenue.
That's Holmes Avenue.
Oh, okay.
There was something there that there was a church people that had it. And they were also go to Gardena Hall.
Oh, yeah, they would go there.
Yeah.
Gardenas were very much church people.
So non-churchgoers would have which dramatic group? Ivan Sanka.
Ivan Sanka wasn't
absolutely.
Very well liked by the church people.
Oh, no.
They protested when his bust was put in the cultural gardens, if I remember correctly.
That's the one that disappeared.
Against Ivan Sanka?
Look at this is the picture. Ivan Sanka.
Right.